Research can be a lot of fun. Getting a good solid start makes all the difference between a grueling process and an exciting and interesting research project. The most important way to make your research fun is choose the right topic. Choose something that you find interesting and will enjoy. If the topic makes you want to find out more, your research will take on a life of its own and will take you on a ride full of exciting discoveries. If you are told to write a paper on American history, choose something you will enjoy searching, perhaps the economic and social impacts of the Great Dust Bowl. Make sure you don't choose too broad a topic, say like marine mammals. This can frustrate you as you try to make sense of the vast amount of material you find. Focus it to something easier to handle, perhaps polar bear. But even this could be too broad. You might want to focus it a little more to something like the impact of global warming on the lives of polar bear. But you don't want to choose a topic that's too narrow or too new. This is because you'll find very little information. So you may want to avoid the recent discovery of a cross between a polar bear and a brown bear until there's more information out there. Next, write out your research topic as a full sentence or a question. Doing this forces you to see the key concepts that you need to include in your searches. Let's look at an example. How are dams impacting the spawning of wild salmon? You don't want everything about dams. You only want articles or books that include information about dams, about salmon, and about spawning. Once you have a topic, you need to choose the aspects you want to focus on. Do you want a specific time frame? Perhaps the impact of horses on the Plains Indians pre-1900. Do you want a specific geographic location? Are you looking for information on tsunamis, but only in Sumatra? There are also discipline-specific parameters. Let's take genetics. Are you interested in genetics as a factor in medical disorders? How about its role in evolution and speciation? Or perhaps police use of DNA to identify criminals? Once you know the details of the type of information you're looking for, you need to think about what academic disciplines would be writing about that topic. This will tell you where to look for the information. Which academic disciplines would be writing about the archaeological remains in Chaco Canyon? Of course, archaeologists are going to be writing about these sites, but anthropologists are also interested. Don't forget that geologists will provide information about the area. Botanists are looking at local plants, not only those found in the present, but also found in the older strata of the dig site. Zoologists will be looking at animal remains found in the site. Each profession will contribute information for my paper, so I will need to look at resources designed for each of those disciplines. Next is the hardest part of research, setting your timeline and then keeping to it. It is so tempting to underestimate the time involved or to procrastinate, then do the paper in a rush just before it's due. So, how long will it take you to find the books and articles? Then, how much time will it take to get them from whatever library owns them? You need to leave yourself enough time to read and consider them. Then there is the time to synthesize the information you have found into the main ideas of your paper. How much time will it take you to write your report? Draft 1, draft 2, rough final, then the final report. Writing is the hardest part for me. It takes forever to get the first very bad draft done. Often, this involves starting a draft, throwing away, and then starting again. Then, after that first very bad draft is done, then my creative juices really start to flow. Drafts 2, 3, 4 go really well. Then the final draft involves a lot of picky fine-tuning. So when I'm doing research, I must factor in this very lengthy writing process. Then, what are your information-seeking strategies? What research sources will you use? Encyclopedias, general texts, and specialty dictionaries can get you started by showing you major subtopics and words to search with. Wikipedia is a great tool for getting started. I would never cite Wikipedia in a paper, but I often use it as a starting point to get a handle on my topic. One good way to start research is to talk to specialists, faculty, advanced graduate students, professionals in the area, or practitioners. These people can steer you past some of the pitfalls and help you focus your research. Next, you need to think about the words your authors will be using. The computer can only find strings of letters and strings of numbers. It doesn't know what they mean, so you need to choose words that your authors will use so the computer can find them for you. Let's say you're looking for information about the role of hazing in Greek life. If you type in the term Greek life, you'll miss all those articles where the authors talked about fraternities and sororities, but not the phrase Greek life. Now that you have your topic and your search words, you need to do your literature search. You need to find books and articles about your topic. What tools are available to do this? The library catalog will give you a list of books we own at WSU. Summit will show you what books are available in our sharing group. And WorldCat expands you to what books are owned throughout the world. We can borrow books outside of our sharing group. It just takes more time. We have over 100 specialty indexes to help you find articles. Each index has a specific subject focus. Their job is to find every article out there in that subject area. Look at a list of the indexes and databases that cover the subject area you are interested in. You'll probably want to use BIOSIS for general biology topic, Agricola for an agricultural topic, PsycINFO for a psychology topic, and so on. Articles will give you both primary and secondary information. Primary information comes directly from the researcher. Secondary information is other people writing about the same information. Don't forget archives. Archives provide primary information from original documents. These are the real deal, with no analysis or rethinking. Although we do not have archival records for all topics, there is a great selection of material here. The key to a good research experience is to keep track of your research process. What terms did you search already? Which databases and indexes have you already tried? What new search terms did you find, and have you tried them yet? Are there new directions you want to explore? This happens to me frequently. I start looking for one thing and get lured into a more interesting aspect of my topic. I recommend that you email citation information and full-text articles to yourself so you have all the information you need to properly cite what you find. Take notes and keep them organized in a manner that works for you. I was taught to use 3x5 cards, but that never worked for me. I print out articles, I highlight sections, I scrawl notes in the margins, and that works. Make sure you keep citation information with your notes so that you're not out there searching to find what you need to cite your paper long after you saw the article. The real key is to allow enough time to find your information, then synthesize it and pull it together in an appropriate format. See, it's just a matter of process. Follow these steps, and your research will be smooth and productive. Good searching!